We are pleased to be joined on the Training 55 hot seat today by the Associate Minister for the Status of Women for the Province of Alberta, Jackie Armstrong-Hominick, joins us right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I guess first question I got for you here is, you made an announcement in Grand Prairie the other day around the Rural Sexual Assault Support Pilot Project. You're going to be launching an evidence training program and all kinds of things as part of this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what all we got happening here?
What we're doing here is we're targeting rural hospitals, and we want to incentivize training to healthcare professionals in sexual assault evidence collection. And this will allow, no matter where you live in the province, it will allow you access to collection of evidence on sexual assault.
And with this kind of project you got going on here, how could this help sexual assault victims in rural areas of the province?
Well, what this project will do is that it will allow a victim to a sexual assault to attend any healthcare facility near them so that they're comfortable, you know, maybe having friends and family around them, or, you know, allowing them to go to the neighboring town or municipality to get the sexual assault evidence collected, and without having going into the large cities like Edmonton or Calgary or Red Deer.
And I remember reading some stuff kind of during the height of the pandemic where there were actually some cases where just because how things were going on in the world where there was you know, some increases in sexual assault incidents here in the province and in other areas. So how do you think this sort of kind of speaks to, with this new project now, how do you think that sort of speaks to kind of the need to have something like this right now?
Well, what we found is, especially in the north and western part of the province, there is a lack of facilities that were doing the collection of sexual assault evidence collection. And we just saw the great need for it actually around the entire province. And we're hoping it, by doing this that, you know, there will be more of the crimes will be reported to the police, and there will be some more convictions.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a personal question, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, one thing we like asking guests here is, you know, what kind of sort of personal activities they're up to when they're sort of away from the political scene. Now, what about with you, Jackie, when you're not busy as the minister here, as the MLA for your riding of Fort Saskatchewan, Vancouver? What are some things you're kind of doing in the rare moments where you have free time?
In my free time, I actually like to spend it with my family. I don't see them too often, as you can tell, I'm around the province a lot. So I do like to spend it with my family, and I do like to get out to advance in my constituency. And as you know, there's been a lot of Ukrainian displaced persons come to Alberta. And actually, in my particular constituency is sort of the main connection to Ukraine here in Alberta, so we have a lot of new people. So I like to go to their events, and I like to, show the support to them and to the communities that are supporting them.
Yeah, definitely sounds like you got a lot going on there. Jackie Armstrong-Hominick, the Associate Minister of Status of Women for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.